Hello, this is Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, we need you to hang up so you can call 911.
No, we're here at Medical Center Enterprise. We supposed to be here. We're here at the Women's Center, Wayne and Enterprise, and I got my friend here. She's supposed to be tested for coronavirus. She's going to have surgery Monday, but nobody's coming to the door, so I don't know what to do.
Repeat that for me, sir.
Here at the Women's Center in Enterprise, Alabama, at the hospital.
Yes, sir. Did you did you give the company in question a call before you attempted to go to the location?
Yeah, they said for to be here, but I can't get anybody to the door here. I mean, and they said you can't go in, so I don't know what to do.
Yes, sir.
She's gotta be tested.
Do you have the contact information for the location in question?
Well, Enterprise Medical Center is all I know. Is in Enterprise at the Women's Center, the Women's Wing here.
May I have the yes, sir. May I have the zip code you're calling from?
Sir?
May I have the zip code that you're calling from, sir?
Yeah, I'm calling from 389-5750.
Could you repeat that for me, sir?
389-5750 is the one I'm my cell phone number.
No, sir. The zip code you're calling from?
334.
Zip code, sir?
36330.
And are you calling to get information about where to be tested for the coronavirus, sir?
Well, she's already got an appointment here. They told her to be here, but nobody's coming to the door. We've been here about 20 minutes.
Yes, sir. In that instance, I would urge you to call the location in question just to make sure that they are actually in office or that their hours of operation are correct. Maybe they're actually actively assisting another patient. But yes, sir, I would definitely reach out to the company in question and give them a call.
I see them walking around. I see them walking around in there, one or two walking around, but they're not coming to the door.
Yes, sir, you must definitely call them before you go to the location. They won't allow anyone in without prior notice. Even though you stated that you've had an appointment.
She has an appointment because she has a total knee replacement Monday at 5 p.m. And they wanted to be up here this morning about 9 to be tested for coronavirus. Well, we had it about a week ago. She said that was no good because you could catch it, within 3 days after, or something. But I don't know. Nobody here.
Yes, sir. You stated that her appointment was at 9 o'clock, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's actually 8:46 a.m. Mm.
Yes, sir. I'm walking around, but
yes, sir. They may have not opened yet, sir.
Oh, they're open. I see them walking around in there. They see us, but they hadn't responded. I don't know. We may have to go around to the hospital.
Yes, sir. Again, do you have the contact information for the company in question?
No, sir. It's 393-3686, I believe. That's my doctor here in Enterprise, Dr. Gamble, but I don't know who to contact. I don't know. Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. And again, it's very important that you reach out to the company in question before you do attempt to enter their location once again, sir. If possible,
I'm going to the registration office up here to see what they tell me.
Yes, sir. Again, if possible, I would definitely give the company a call before doing as they may yield the information as to why they're not allowing you in as of right now. But yes, sir. Again, if you do have an appointment scheduled, I would definitely just give them a call just to let them know I'm outside, sir.
Oh yeah, we will. Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. And if you need any updated information, you can access that information at adph.org or cdc.gov. And yes, sir, I do hope I've been able to assist you.
But she's been tested, me and her both, about 2 weeks ago. We came back negative, but they want another test because she's going to have total knee replacement Monday. That don't make sense to me.
Yes, sir. It's just a safety precaution, sir.
Yes. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Okay, yes. Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. You do have a wonderful day, sir.
Give me just a second.